It takes two to talk, to tango, and now to win a seat on the city council of Portage, Wisconsin, population around 10,000. When Carolyn Homrie noticed that no one was running in her district and the incumbent was not seeking re-election, she decided to write down her own name on a whim, and later she told her husband, and he wrote down her name, too. What's the worst that could happen? Well, joining us now is Madam Councilperson Carolyn Homrie, representing the 7th District of Portage, Wisconsin. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And first, congratulations. And I assume
you
are accepting the position and taking your seat?
I am accepting.
Tell us how you learned that you'd won with all of two votes.
I read it in the paper the next day.
And your reaction?
I was quite surprised. I don't think I really expected that to happen.
But I gather you're not the first member of the city council to win a seat with two votes.
I am not. I believe somebody else has won with one vote.
How does this happen in a town with 10,000 people that only two people vote for the winning candidate?
I'm not sure how it happens, but it seems to be the way a lot of people have gotten into the position in Portage.
Well, take me back to the moment when you're casting your vote and you decide to write in your own name. What were you thinking?
You know, at the time, I really wasn't thinking much, but I'm guessing subconsciously I must have wanted to do the job. And I just wrote my name down. I didn't think of anyone else to write down, so I wrote myself.
And actually, there were several other candidates who did that, but they didn't have spouses to join them and create a full movement. So you were the winner with two, but there were several candidates with only one vote in the district.
Yes, there were 11 people that received one vote. And so I won by landslide by getting two.
Well, on the council, I mean, I assume there must be someone there who polled in the dozens or maybe a couple of hundred votes.
Oh, yes. In the other districts, there were, you know, contested battles, and they were out campaigning and trying to get a lot more votes.
Well, what's the scoop in the 7th? What's going on that no one votes?
I'm not sure. I think because the person who had the seat before, I believe, had had it for several terms, and I guess everybody just assumed that he would just keep doing it, and no one else really thought of it.
I'm surprised that none of the other people have moved into the 7th to take advantage of this. Just, you know, with a couple of adult children, they could have a lock on the seat for years.
Yes, they could.
Well, how long is your term, by the way?
2 years.
You know, and the members of Congress, they're constantly running for re-election. You know, the re-election campaign starts as soon as you're in office. So you may have to reach out beyond your husband if you want to have a leg up here in 2 years.
I think I can wait a while before I start thinking about re-election.
Okay. Yeah. Are you thinking, though, about a yard sign or a button or something like that?
Yeah, I just might. If I decide I want to do it again, I might actually go out and seek some votes, just in case somebody else has a husband that writes their name in with them. And you know, and they might have, like you said, a grown child that can vote, and I would be out.
Well, listen, we think your story is terrific, and good luck on the City Council of Portage, Wisconsin.
Thank you very much.
That's Carolyn Homrie, who won a seat on the Portage City Council with just two write-in votes, hers and her husband's.